Chapter 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus, and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Chapter 21.
Glory to God forever and ever. That was Revelation chapter 20. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we honor you. We are so grateful for everything. We give you all the glory, precious Jesus. Thank you for coming to the earth, for dying for us, for doing infinitely more also. Reveal yourself to us, and Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you are God. Amen. We welcome you. So much in here. Much of it is about the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, the 1,000 years when he will reign on the earth. And the enemy will not be deceiving the nations during that time. The last part of this chapter is what some people call the most awesome portion of the Bible, the great white throne judgment. So this is all so important, but this series is the glory of the Lord. If there's just one key, if someone just listens to one message from our ministry, less than 30 seconds, the one key is the Holy Spirit, the glory of the Lord, finding him in that way, meeting the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ, who is the Father. Amen. Yet there is a difference, and that's it's all an eternal mystery, a difference between the Father, his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Yet they are one. And someone may say, well, wait, which one is it? It's all the above. Our most holy faith is everything to us. Our God is our everything. And if when you really get down to it, The following statement may surprise some people. Some people would disagree, but the statement, the general truth, I believe, is God is every person's everything from conception to their final breath. He holds the universe together through His power, and He gives every person the totality of their life and keeps them alive as long as they live. Now, these are all mysteries, but I go back to the glory of the Lord. When someone, I'll repeat it again. The chief end of man, to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him. Believe it or not, again, most people on the earth totally disagree with that. They have no concept of it. They don't understand it. Most people, unsaved. Most Christians, Catholics and Christians and believers, 90% or more just stay in the born-again phase. So people don't understand this. I want to continue, though, to proclaim it and to let people know the whole key, going deeper and meeting the Holy Spirit and then developing that relationship with Him. What a privilege. What a privilege. Every person, this privilege really can answer every objection that people have. People object and say, how could there be so much suffering? Everyone on the earth can go directly to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus Christ, even if they're suffering greatly. And in fact, those who are suffering have a better chance of making it to heaven because they realize God's their only hope often. Okay, people say, oh, people just believe based on where they're from. If they're from a country that has a certain religion, they're likely going to believe that. And that's, well, every same answer. Every person can go directly. God has offered Himself in totality to every person on the earth. And we don't doubt the sincerity of those people who are in other belief systems. But the general truth that I just stated, that God has offered Himself in totality to every person, that supersedes everything else. That answers every objection. People object. Hell is probably the biggest objection that people have. Okay? Same answer. God's available all the time. More than just offering Himself in totality, He's available all the time. Jesus Christ is knocking on the door of their hearts and on believers' hearts. Glory to God forever. We cannot put Him and His glory into human words. We can try to, and we can... but when we, oh, glory to God, just this, it's like, okay, how can I explain it in practical, try to explain something that's a spiritual mystery in practical terms, okay? Someone may, let's say on a scale of 0 to 1,000, people have certain things that people really enjoy on the earth, right? Okay, things like nature, sunshine, being with good friends, eating their favorite food, doing their favorite hobby, you know, watching their favorite program, laughing, you know, comedy, making a friend laugh, you know, list any of these things and you might rate them on a scale of 0 to 1,000, okay? Or 0 to 10, you know, this is a 7 and this is an 8. Well, the presence of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, on a scale of 0 to 10 is infinity. Infinity. billion, trillion, 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 trillion. Okay, and because of that, that's why, and Jesus explained, it's another birth. That's a key. That's an eternal truth. Man can experience three births. First one, everyone experiences. The second one, born again. The third one, born of water and the Holy Spirit. That third one is the key. And this all, what I explained about that infinity analogy, that explains when someone meets the Holy Spirit, there will be clear evidence. They have been born again. All they will want is Jesus Christ. Now we stumble and we fall and we're still sinners and imperfect. But that person, that's all they will want. And it's rare to meet someone like that, in my experience. Many people that I know are saved, but they haven't been born of the water and the Spirit. And so when someone has not, they just won't have an interest in it. They haven't met that infinity. You might call it joy and pleasure that God offers. He offers supernatural love, faith, hope, joy, peace, happiness, the divine nature, the supernatural infinity, glory, majesty. That's what he offers. I'm trying to put into words what the glory of the Lord is like. These descriptions in the Bible that are so glorious. I was just reading the one in Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. That's recommended reading. Just this so awesome. Let me read part of it. And I broke it down into six different sentences. So it is above the firmament. So basically, this whole chapter, Ezekiel 1, is just incredible. Permeated with the glory of the Lord. And he's describing what he saw is the first part of it is about the living creatures. Four living creatures, and these are angels. They're one of the divisions of the angels. And there's a glorious description of them. But then in verse 22 it says, the likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creatures was like the color of an awesome crystal stretched out over their heads. A voice, this is verse 25, a voice came from above the firmament that was over their heads. Whenever they stood, they let down their wings. Now verse 26, and above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. That's a sapphire stone is a precious, transparent crystal stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. So this is describing the only true God on the throne. Amen. Verse 27. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward I saw as it were the color of amber with the appearance of fire all around within it. Fire, that's the Holy Spirit. That's God Almighty. And from the appearance of his waist downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around it. Fire, that's glory to God. That's the glory of God. Like the appearance of a rainbow, verse 28, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. This is the glory of God, the glory of the Lord. This is the Holy Spirit. This is the Father God Almighty, and He's given His glory, of course, to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. So, this is what God offers us. Okay, I know these descriptions, they seem far off, right? They seem, but I want to bring it to today. God offers every person the Holy Spirit, the glory of the Lord. This same glory is available. That's the secret place. That's the anointing. That's the and you notice in this description in Ezekiel, he really can't put it into words. It's just that's a common theme. People cannot, when they've been to heaven, when they've seen these glorious visions, they can try to describe it, but they really cannot. And now, there's also, the beginning of this message was Revelation chapter 20. And that's, the great white throne judgment is in that chapter. So, and also in Revelation, I believe it's Revelation chapter 4 has a similar description as the one in Ezekiel 1. So there's, to summarize the overview in the Bible, all of this is recommended reading, but there's four visions of God Almighty on His throne in four places. It's in Daniel, the book of Daniel, Ezekiel 1, which we just described, Isaiah, so Daniel 7, Isaiah 6, Ezekiel 1, and Revelation chapter 4. Then also, Revelation 20 has that. Okay. These are so glorious. And so, this same glory, that's the answer. That's when someone meets the Holy Spirit, they will begin this journey where eventually, if they continue on and pay the price, they can experience His glory on the earth. Most do not do that. Most people do not do that. But every believer who gets to heaven will be in His glory forever. Amen. Amen. So we should always be, you know, what are we then to do? Seek the Lord with all our heart. You shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. And we can enjoy that. It's this glorious privilege. We can serve the Lord. We can intercede. We can do ministry. We can, you know, when people hurt us, we can forgive them. He gives us this power, you know, His love. When we have a challenge, He's there to help us through it. When we don't know what to do, Jesus is with us always. We just develop that glory within us and put our old nature to death, and we will begin to feel His presence and then we just want more and more of Him. And that's the only thing we will want. Nothing, everything else disappears and fades away. Those things that we loved, those things disappear because the glory is so awesome. But He wants us to celebrate the other things. Family, friends, ministry, you know, all the wonderful things that He gives, the good and perfect gifts that He gives. He gives health. He gives purpose and harmony and eternal purpose. He'll show us what He wants us to do. Glory to God. Amen.